News releasetown of Pelham. Pelham Town Council has approved public hearings on Kunda Park Phase 4 to be held remotely February 13 AR 5:30 PM at the following link. https://www.youtube.com/user/townofpelham/live.revised applications for draft plan of subdivision and zoning bylaw amendment were received for the property located east of Stella Street and west of the Steve Bauer Trail, known legally as part of Thorold Township Lot 173, in the town of Pelham, Regional Municipality of Niagara. The proposed revised zoning bylaw amendment would rezone the lands from residential 1, R1, to a site-specific residential 2, R2, and environmental protection, EP, zones. The zoning change would permit the use of single detached dwellings on the future building lots and recognize the location of the wetland and naturalized channel. The proposed revised draft plan of subdivision would create 78 lots for single detached dwellings, 2 blocks for environmental protection, 1 block for naturalized channel, 1 block for a walkway, 1 block for wetland crossing, future roadway, and 2.002 hectares for future roadways. Please provide input by speaking at the public meeting or by making a written submission to the Town of Pelham. Unless indicated otherwise, personal information and all comments will become part of the public record and may be publicly released. To provide input in writing, or to request personal notice if the proposed rezoning is approved, please send all correspondence by 12 p.m. on Feb. 1, 2023 for inclusion in the Public Meeting Agenda Package C, O Town Clerk, Holly Wilford, P.O. Box 400, 20 Pelham Town Square, Fonthill, Ontario L0S1E0, or by email at hwilford@pelham.ca. Comments and requests received after this date will still be received by Council, however they may not be published as part of the Public Meeting Agenda. Verbal comments will be received remotely at this public hearing using the Zoom platform. To participate remotely, please pre-register with the clerk's office by sending an email to clerks@pelham.ca before 12 p.m. on Feb. 10, 2023. Registrants will be notified of Council's decision. If you have not submitted written comments or pre-registered before the aforementioned deadlines, but wish to submit comments live during the public meeting, you may livestream the meeting from the Town of Pelham's YouTube channel and email comments to clerks@pelham.ca during the public portion of the subject application only. If your comments are not received prior to the closing of the public portion of the meeting, they will not be considered. Need more information? For more information, please contact Shannon LaRoque, MCIP, RPP, Senior Planner, at 905-980-6661 or 905-892-2607 ext. 319, or email at slaroque@pelham.ca. A copy of the information report regarding the proposed applications as well as any additional information may be obtained on the town's website at http://calendar.pelham.ca/councillor from the Community Planning and Development Department by appointment after 4:30 p.m. on Feb. 8. Important information. If a person or public body would otherwise have an ability to appeal the decision of the Town of Pelham's Municipal Council to the Ontario Land Tribunal, but the person or public body does not make oral submissions at a public meeting or make written statements to the Town of Pelham before the bylaw is passed, the person or public body is not entitled to appeal the decision. If a person or public body does not make oral submissions at a public meeting, or make written submissions to the Town of Pelham before the bylaw is passed, the person or public body may not be added as a party to the hearing of an appeal before the Ontario Land Tribunal unless, in the opinion of the tribunal, there are reasonable grounds to do so. All Town of Pelham in-person public meetings have been cancelled. Instead, the town is holding all public meetings electronically via Zoom. Electronic public meetings have proven to be effective. However, the public can also participate and have their concerns heard by making written submissions and speaking directly with town staff. Notice of public meeting. A notice of public meeting will be mailed to the all persons listed as owners in the last revised assessment roll number within 120 meters of the subject property. The public meeting notice can also be found at the Town of Pelham website for all applications being heard by electronic meetings. www.pelham.ca/public-notices.comments:public input on applications as invited. During this time, written comments are encouraged as the preferred method of receiving public input. Written comments may be sent by mail or email to the attention of the clerk. You may also drop written comments off at Town Hall in the drop box. You may also provide oral input live at the meeting by registering with the clerk. Written comments. Please provide written input by mailing or emailing your comments to the clerk by the date indicated on the public notice. You may also drop off written comments to Town Hall in the drop box. Written comments will form part of the public meeting agenda. Oral submissions. To participate in the remote electronic public meeting to provide oral input, please pre-register with the clerk by telephone or email by the date indicated on the public notice. Zoom test sessions are offered in advance of the meeting by request. Please advise the clerk of your requirements at the time of registration. Please note, the clerk will provide you the Zoom link and password in advance of the meeting. This is for pre-registered participants only and is not to be shared with others. You are not required to pre-register if you simply wish to view the meeting live. The remote electronic meeting can be viewed by live stream on the town's YouTube channel at https://www.youtube.com/user/townofpelham/live. While viewing the meeting live, you may submit comments during your application of interest to clerks@pelham.ca. Please note, if your comments are submitted after the public portion of the application you are interested in has been closed, your comments will not be considered. This method of public participation is not the preferred method as you may not submit your comments in time. Use this method at your own risk and the town is not responsible for any live stream lag, disconnection or internet failures. Contacts. Clerk 20 Pelham Town Square, P.O. Box 400, Fonthill on L0S1EO-905-980-6657H Wilford@pelham.kadaputi Clerk 20 Pelham Town Square, P.O. Box 400, Fonthill on L0S1EO-905-980-6662 Sleach@pelham.kafour Technical questions, please contact Shannon LaRoque, Senior Planner 905-980-6661 LaRoque@pelham.cap Participation. Participants are required to join the meeting 15 minutes in advance of the start time for the public meeting. Participants are responsible for ensuring their background is free from offensive or vulgar material. If inappropriate material is visible, you will be removed from the meeting. Vulgar or offensive language, comments will not be tolerated. If inappropriate language is used, you will be removed from the meeting. Participants will remain in the waiting room until they are called to speak. Once your comments have been heard by council, you will be placed back into the waiting room. Once voting on the item has taken place, participants will be removed from the meeting completely. Once removed from the public meeting, you can visit the town's YouTube if you wish to continue watching the meeting. Technical. Beyond a requested test session, town staff will not provide technical assistance for participants before or during public meetings. If a participant's connection to the meeting fails during the public meeting, staff will attempt to make reasonable efforts to re-establish connection for a period of 5 minutes. If the connection cannot be re-established within 5 minutes, the comments received up to that point will be included as part of the official record and the meeting will continue. If a participant is not present when called upon by the chair 3 times, the participant will be considered absent and the hearing will continue without the participant. If, in the chair's opinion, a participant's audio, video is not of an acceptable quality, the chair may require the participant to use the dial-in option or may request the individual to submit written comments for staff consideration.